tree, the signal for a count of plus one, because a tree looked like a one. Switch, plus two, because a switch was binary, on or off. Stool, plus three, because it had three legs. Car, plus four, four wheels. Glove, plus five, fingers. Gun, plus six, bullets. Craps, plus seven, lucky seven. Pool, plus eight, eight ball. Cat, plus nine, lives. Bowling, plus 10, strike. Football, plus 11, because 11 looks like goalposts. Eggs, plus 12, a dozen. Witch, plus 13, a witchy number. Ring, plus 14, 14 karat gold. Paycheck, plus 15, because you got paid on the 15th. Sweet, plus 16, sweet 16. Magazine, plus 17, the name of a teen magazine. Voting booth, plus 18, the age you could vote. Sometimes Kevin found it hard to think of a sentence under pressure, but Martinez assured him that even nonsense worked in a casino because nobody was really listening. "This stool is killing my ass," meant the count was three, and "I'd rather be bowling," meant the count was 10. "My room upstairs is the size of a fucking voting booth," meant it was time to bet the mortgage. Exhausted after 3 hours of testing, Kevin collapsed on the futon while Martinez and Fisher went out to pick up an order of sushi from Toyama. It was the first time Kevin had ever been alone with Mickey, who was seated awkwardly on a beanbag chair in a corner by one of the stereo speakers. He was wearing a hooded sweatshirt and baggy shorts, dressed like a college kid, his posture clumsy and disarming. But Kevin knew the master card counter's looks were deceiving. Behind the thick glasses, his eyes were piercing, and he had one of the sharpest minds Kevin had ever known. His blackjack team was more than a lark. It was a shrewdly planned business, run almost like a cult. Everyone revered Mickey. Even Kevin found himself in awe of the man's abilities and charisma. When the team came together, any dispute was immediately deferred to Mickey. Every decision about the team's structure seemed to come directly from him. Even Kevin's recruitment, though obviously spurred by Martinez and Fisher, was played off as Mickey's idea. Kevin didn't know how much money Mickey had invested in the team, but it was obvious that he was its de facto boss. He was the link to the past decades of MIT Blackjack, and he was guiding the future. Without him, there was no team, just a group of over-intelligent, rebellious kids. "Kevin," Mickey said now, peering at him through those thick glasses from the corner of the South End apartment, "I think you're ready." Kevin felt a rush of adrenaline. It was the same feeling he got when his father approved of something he had done. His father would not have approved of Mickey, an adult who hung around brilliant kids, turning them into gamblers. Kevin's father never would have understood. Card counting wasn't gambling. It was arbitrage. "Saturday night," Mickey continued, "Martinez will give you the address. If all goes well, you'll be able to join us in Vegas at the end of the month." Kevin exhaled, hungry. He wasn't thinking about sushi. Saturday night, he was going to take the test.